Earlier this year, we reported on legislation creating big tax incentives for developers who build on blighted or undesirable land. The incentives gained little traction in the legislature in 2016, but then came an influx of money in the form of political donations and lobbying efforts. Now it appears that donors tied to big developers were even more generous with their contributions than first reported. Joining us to talk about this are Shayna Roth, WCMU's correspondent at the state capitol, and Craig Mauger with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Shayna and Craig, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Remind us of your original reporting. Who was the central player in this story, and why was he pushing so hard for these incentives to be passed into law?
Well, the original story focused on a couple different big corporations, including Quicken Loans and Quicken Loans owner Dan Gilbert. And it seemed as though the reason that Dan Gilbert and other business organizations were so in favor of these is that they stand to gain millions of dollars in tax incentives if they were passed. And in 2016, they got stalled in the House. They couldn't get out of a House committee. And kind of the running joke around Lansing was that these were the Gilbert bills because he had so much, sort of activism for them. But then earlier this year, the bills kind of got rebranded. They came out repackaged and, you know, they said, we've tweaked them. They're really, something that will help all districts, not just, you know, the Detroits and the Grand Rapids areas, but, you know, they're really going to help everybody. So that's kind of, but at the same time, while Gilbert seemed to kind of back off, as we found in our reporting, while publicly he kind of stepped away a little bit as far as promoting the bills, there was a lot of money that him and his affiliates gave to different lawmakers.
And how much money are we talking here?
Yeah, so in 2017, over the first 7 months of the year, employees tied to either Quicken Loans and Rock Ventures, which is another Gilbert-connected business, they gave about $35,000 to different campaign accounts connected to state House members. So we're just looking at the state House in this report. And then when it comes to lobbying, Quicken Loans spent about $150,000 on lobbying over the first 7 months of the year, which is more than they ever spent in an entire year previously, according to documents filed with the Secretary of State's office.
So this was really something out of the normal for the Gilbert-related companies.
Yeah, and that's why we kind of started looking into this. One, because these bills were heavily supported by Gilbert and individuals tied to him. And two, because it's easy to identify an uptick in the spending when it comes to campaign donations by lobbyists and other kind of executives tied to Dan Gilbert. They clearly went up when it came to House members. And then when you look at lobbying, it clearly went up as well. I think over 2016 and the first 7 months of 2017, Quicken Loans and Rock Ventures spent about $300,000 on lobbying, according to state disclosures. Over the previous decade, they spent, I think, around $250,000 on lobbying for the entire decade. So there was a clear increase in their efforts in the Capitol.
And one of the things that really kind of stood out and made these donations interesting is that in the past, when it came to donations to the House and to House members, they were kind of more concentrated with just, you know, parties like the House Democratic Party, the House Republican Party, and then a few lawmakers. But this year, over half of the House representatives on both sides of the aisle received individual donations from Gilbert and his affiliates.
And I know you spoke with some of those lawmakers about those lobbying efforts and their votes in favor of this incentive package. What were they telling you about whether there was an impact from these donations?
Not surprisingly, no one readily admitted that, hey, this contribution impacted my vote. Most of them made the argument for the bills, and they kind of made those arguments passionately, I would say. They said, you know, there are properties in their districts that are blighted. These bills target blighted properties, and these properties are blighted, and no developer is going to develop them or make them economically active again, unless there is some type of incentive like these bills provide. So they argued that not only may these bills help Dan Gilbert's efforts in Detroit, but they're going to help properties across the state be redeveloped, and it's going to lead to a surge of economic activity. A lot of them also said, you know, I'm pro-jobs. I want to do something about jobs, which is, a very important issue, obviously, in our state. So this is a way to bring jobs to the state.
So these incentives, they are now part of Michigan law. What will you guys be watching for next?
I think one of the things to look for is who takes advantage of these incentives. We know that there are already, after speaking with the state organization that is in charge of giving out these incentives and overseeing these incentives, that quite a few businesses have come forward and are starting to, you know, sort of ask questions about it and make their way towards the application phase. Dan Gilbert and his companies have expressed interest, but unfortunately, because of a non-disclosure agreement between Gilbert and the state, they could not give us details as far as which ventures they would be utilizing these incentives for. But I think we'll definitely be keeping an eye on, you know, what gets built as a result of these.
Yeah, and there could be an entirely different developer who was working behind the scenes to influence these bills, who has a project in the works that the public currently has no idea about, and that will only come out as we see who actually gets these incentives down the road.
Greg Mauger is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, and Shayna Roth is WCMU's correspondent at the state capitol in Lansing. Craig and Shayna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.